T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do we have in these Steelers at 3-3, 412-928-9370? And what did we make of the quarterback's performance last night? Let's give him a grade. Ron, would you like to go first?
Maybe a C. I thought he was decent in the first half, not so good in the second half, although they had the ball a lot in the first half. They didn't have the ball much in the second half because, Seattle was just running it down their throat. I don't think it was as good a game as he played against Denver. Wasn't as bad as a couple of his earlier games. Just probably middle of the road C, I would say.
I think C plus in that range, just because he did make some throws that he needed to make. I thought, second half was totally dominated by Seattle, and a lot of that has to do with the fact the defense couldn't stop him. But also, when they got the ball, they didn't do anything with it, and there were some throws that were off the mark. This is a hot Najee first offense to me.
The thing that has to be disappointing to me is they had 6 points in the second half against the team that has the worst defense in the NFL. That was has given up 450 yards in 4 games in a row. That's an NFL record for futility, and they just couldn't really get anything going. So I thought it was a little bit of a step back from the offense after the Denver game.
Yeah, I don't know how good, if Seattle really turned it around last night. They seemed to play hard and well, or if it was about the Steelers' ineptitude. I don't know. Seattle started terrible on defense last year and turned it around. But, yeah, I would agree that it was probably a step back. I would trend more towards C-minus for Ben. And I thought he was trending along the low A, high B range for most of the game. But if Jamal Adams looks up late in the game on that interception, it goes to a D or an F. I mean, those are the most important times of the game. Like, if we gave him a decent grade in the Buffalo game when he was brutal for much of the game but then got better as the game wore on and made his biggest plays late, this was the opposite of that, you know? He threw that ball right at Jamal Adams, and that was going to be a pick. That was a terrible play.
Well, there were a couple of those in the Denver game too, right, that the Denver guys dropped.
Definitely one.
Yep.
I thought the second one, Najee slipped in the Denver game, and it wasn't Ben's fault. This one was clearly Ben's fault, and it was at a key moment in the game. And he also had the huge fumble, and they got a nice call after that. So it didn't wind, like, his biggest mistakes didn't really wind up hurting them. I would say that, but I'd give him a C minus for the day.
Yeah, but they could have. And those there was a ball batted up in the air, which, I mean, those are
a couple of those.
Game.
Yeah, a
couple of those. It bounced, and again, it was Jamal Adams who had to go right through his hands. So there could have been a couple of disastrous moments. But overall, I thought he made some throws and made me think that he still has the zip necessary. And I think we saw that in the Claypool touchdown last week. So, again, though, it has to be in conjunction with a healthy run game, which to me is getting healthier as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think the zip on his ball is like the last question I have these days. And he made a couple great throws. There's no question he still has the arm strength, I don't think. The questions come in his decision-making, his ability to move around, his habit of trying to make things happen when he moves around. Who wrote that? Cabali wrote it a couple of weeks ago, and I just agree with it so much, is that when he gets that instinct that you know is in him to want to move around and make a play, unless it's unavoidable, take a sack or throw it away. It's just not happening for him anymore. That was the Adams play. He tried to move around, move up in the pocket,
right, and
off balance, and he threw it right at the guy. How could he not see that? He threw it right at his face mask. Did you see that
bounce
off his mask?
It was too much velocity for Jamal Adams to handle, I guess. The other thing, and in conjunction with that, I don't know if you guys will agree or disagree with this. This offense hasn't been the same with regard to their passing game since Antonio Brown left. One of the reasons why is because Roethlisberger used to love his ability. He never stopped on a play. And when things broke down, now again, it works in conjunction with Ben's ability to keep a play alive, but nobody read him better than Antonio Brown in that respect. And I don't see that necessarily happening. Again, though, it happens if Ben keeps plays alive, and that's not happening as much as
you had to expect it to drop a little. Antonio's one of the great receivers of all time.
But he had that ability, don't you?
If he leaves, they're not going to be as good without him.
The ability to keep a play going. Yeah, he moves.
Sometimes
he'd
run wrong routes, and Ben would able to adjust to it, but he'd make great catches. I mean, he's just a great player, Antonio. And they don't have, you know, I like Deontay Johnson a lot, but he's not Antonio Brown, even close to Antonio Brown.
He had a drop last night. Claypool had a rough game, a real rough game.
James Washington never saw the field, which is surprising.
I wonder about James Washington. Like, if he's doing everything he's – what?
I don't know. I think he missed practice time with some.
So maybe not healthy? Well, maybe Claypool too then.
Yeah, he has that groin injury. But, you know, Washington, seven snaps last night. What did Claypool – not Claypool Ray had like 45 last night.
I have to assume that – how many did Claypool have? I have to assume those guys weren't fully healthy. Because Claypool, did it look like he had many sprints down the field?
No.
Which he usually does. He has at least a couple of go routes every single game, does he not?
Yeah, he looked. If
Claypool,
there's a word.
Hey, Joe, he played 63 snaps.
Did he?
Yeah,
but he wasn't a factor.
McLeod, 52.
That's a shock to me.
Washington, 8.
Yeah. Well, I still maintain that Claypool, did you see him sprint down the field for any?
Well, I saw him. Offensive interference, which could have killed that drive. He pushed off that guy blatantly.
Yeah,
and then
well, he didn't
but
catch
even
the ball.
His feet were both out of bounds anyway.
Boswell ended up making the 52-yard field goal. But I thought Claypool had a real bad game. Then he was called for the illegal block penalty.
I forgot to mention with Ben, too, he had Deontay, I thought, for maybe a touchdown, certainly a bomb early in the game and underthrew him.
Right. So was, waited for the ball.
Yeah, I don't think a great game for the receivers or the quarterback. Really nice to see Freiermuth as a significant part of the offense, I thought.
Seven catches for 58 yards.
I think he was only targeted. I think he caught every ball that was thrown to him, right?
Rennie Stennett.
He's one of those guys that he has to become better. Ebron, too. Ebron only had a couple of plays, but one was a big third down catch, and the other was that quick jet sweep.
How about the jet sweep? That was, you know, I know I'm guilty as everyone. Collier and I laugh at this. If it works, we say great call. If it doesn't work, we say stupid call.
Right.
That play, you don't see a guy go into the end zone untouched. Like, that was a hell of a play call. That totally fooled them, that little jet sweep to Ebron for the touchdown.
Rushing tight end.
Steelers history.
In Steelers history.
Is that right? I didn't see that.
First touchdown rushing.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, no one saw it. That's the beauty of play like that. No one would have thought that was going to be the play. Certainly not with him as the guy running it.
I could have ran in on that one. There was nobody there.
Let's go to what, Bob?
No, go ahead.
Let's go to a man named Harry, shall we? Hello, Harry.
Morning, gents.
What's up?
Hey, first and foremost, I'd like to channel the spirit of my inner Mike Tomlin, and I would be remiss if I didn't thank you guys for the hard work this morning on the short night's rest.
Well, that's what they pay
you,
us
Harry.
big money for. So
so I did also sacrifice my professional performance this morning by staying up last night to listen to some post game, and there was a comment from Cam that I thought was pretty interesting and wanted to get your take on it. Cam always really affable, but when they were asking him about getting gashed in the run game, he had made a comment about when one guy doesn't do their job, that's what happened. And I thought that seemed like a pretty pointed comment and wondered if you guys thought there was some calling out there or if that was just in the heat of the battle.
I think, it doesn't always mean it's the same guy. It might have been Bush one play, Schobert the next, maybe
right.
Wormley the next. It just only – what I think his point was, it only takes one guy to screw up a play. I don't think he was necessarily pointing the finger at anybody in particular. That's not Cam's way.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but I did find it kind of an interesting comment, especially – when you saw the play at Devin Bush last night, it was really puzzling at times with the way he would just run past guys coming through the line. It really kind of weird.
That was weird is a good word for it. Thank you, Harry. They had 22 rushing yards in the first half, and then they came out in the second half, and the Steelers could not stop them. I think the Seahawks offensive coordinator helped out by stopping running the ball.
If they had run the ball from the get-go, you wonder where that could have been. And maybe they just thought, all right. And first of all, you're dealing with Geno Smith here. You would think, given Alex Collins, and Alex Collins is not the guy they rely on. It's normally Chris Carson. He's out. But Allen, you remember his days in Baltimore. He had some really good run games in Baltimore. I would have trusted him first over Geno Smith, and it seemed like they didn't early in this football.
Well, Joe, you're actually giving them too much credit. They only had 18 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Only five carries, though. And one of them was Smith getting, losing a yard. Collins had 4 for 19. He ends up 20 for 101. They gave him the ball in the second half.
Felt like they ran the same play about six times.
I mean, always to the right side, it seemed like.
With Joe Schobert leaving the screen in a one-on-one block. Leaving the screen, him and Bush in the middle.
Not a good night for the defense.
Ryan, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about the, the transparency of the offense. I think I counted in the second half is around 10 or 11 first down plays in a row where the same exact play, Oilers shotgun, handed off to Najee right up the middle. I'm not sure why the Seahawks didn't just blitz the linebackers every first down because it was the same exact play. It just seems like with Matt Canada in there, this new offense, they're just as transparent as they were last year. You know, get short, a 2-yard run, and then second and 8, throw a pass for about 2 yards, and it's third and 5, and you either throw it behind the sticks or Ben decides to take a deep shot on 3rd and 4 to Claypool with 25 yards down the field, and they go 3 and out. I'm just kind of a little concerned, like what Ron said earlier about how this is the worst defense in the whole NFL, and they put up 6 points in regulation in the second half. What are they going to do against Baltimore's defense or Cleveland's defense? I know Cleveland's not looking great lately on defense, but it's just kind of concerning that, you have a team like this, you're in control in the whole first half, and then come out in the second half and
no, I hear you, man. I do hear you.
Tomlin can't make adjustments.
You give the Steelers a 14-0 lead on their home field against Geno Smith, that ought to be it for their defense. I mean, the offense is absolutely subject to criticism, in my opinion. But Bill Cowher was watching last night, and Tomlin, too. How often do these guys blow double-digit leads? Almost never. And now 2 weeks in a row on their home field, they've been staked to double-digit leads, and the defense almost blew it. I'm sorry, 17 points should be enough against Geno Smith when you're ahead by that much. They should be able to shut it down.
I thought the defense was very disappointing in
the
second half.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can't allow it to happen. I don't have a problem necessarily with first down run plays. I don't. My goal if I'm the offense right now is trying to have play action available so that it works, and they don't really have a lot of play action. When they do get it, it seems to work. And it freezes linebackers, and it does things that it's supposed to do. So maybe a deviation on how the run play call is, but I would still run the ball, and I would run it again on second. I do a lot of things that would just feature, like I said, Najee Harris. To me, he's the first part of this offense that matters.
Let's talk about him next. I got a couple of questions for you about him and his workload. It's Cook and Joe and Bob here today. What's fast, flexible, convenient, and only $9.99 a month? Wetco Unlimited. Get the showroom pass, the best and brightest package, for only $9.99 per month for 3 months for a limited time. Sign up today and start saving. There's no contracts. You can cancel any time. Go unlimited at getgocafe.com/unlimited. Presley Harvin had a big play in that game, too, did he not?
Could have been one of the biggest.
Yeah, he also had a 32-yard punt, though, too, when they could have used something a little more.
Prompting Tomlin to say he owed us one.
Is that what he said after the
game? Is that what
he
said? I didn't see him.
Someone said, what about the punt? Because it was significant. It pinned him back, and it allowed the field position to switch. He goes, he owed us one.
What's the date today, Bob?
18.
October.
Thank you, Ron.
2021.
Ron had that information, and you didn't, Bob.
My mic was off again because I'm trying to be respectful, and I should have kept it on the whole time.
You're wearing the same shirt you wore last week. It's the half. It looks like a down vest, but it's not. It's actually attached to your shirt. You look wonderful.
It was there. I didn't put it away, probably. I took it because I was sleepwalking over here, so whatever.
Does he look good to you, Ron?
He always looks good to me.
Good or great?
Good today, not great.
Coming up, Najee's workload. Is it too much? 30 touches last night. That doesn't include pass blocking, everything else that's going on out there. Or is it just right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.